Yes.
How do you get into the Rotary Club? Because even though my brother's the president of the Rotary Club,
Brother Bill?
I've got him blocked on everything, so I can't ask him.
I was wondering why he hasn't called in lately. I was about to ask if he was okay.
So does anyone know how you get in? I legitimately have no clue.
I'm assuming that you have to pay a fee and be willing to volunteer.
I don't know if you have to pay a fee, but then again, I don't know. It doesn't seem like you would because, well, they're raising money.
Yes.
It was to cure polio, I know that, but now that that's pretty much eradicated, they've swapped to Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's, however it is, with its Z creeping
in there. I just wonder if the fee would be part of the donations. You would take a fee from each member and then use that towards some charity.
I imagine it's kind of like Wipeout or American Ninja Warrior, where they gotta defeat an array of obstacles. Maybe, you know, a couple of gladiators come out from behind, try to push them off. It's like I could just see Bill cutting it up a cargo net, and then Nitro grabbing him by the shoe, bringing him down. Now that's a Rotary Club I'd be a part of.
I did go to the meeting, and it wasn't like Amway. They didn't try to corner me into being a member.
You probably didn't make the cut. I mean, this is Bill's people here. They're pretty highbrow.
Every week they have a big buffet, and then they have a guest speaker. He's like an expert on something.
I could see Bill as that.
Yeah, he doesn't speak.
That's amazing.
He schedules the speakers because he's the president.
Wow. So at Allstate, he's trusted with the most sensitive financial documents in the world, along with scheduling speakers for the Greenville Rotary Club. Next thing you're going to tell me is that he started this underground fight club no one talks about. You've been listening, I know you have, to past episodes of Robin Todd.
My ex-husband was a member of the Elks.
Elks Lodge.
And because he was a member of the Elks, I got to be a doe.
And a doe knows her place, so. Do they have any type of hazing? It sounds like this is full of hazing.
No, I don't think there's any hazing involved. It's just a club of people who go and support good causes. They have a clubhouse. They do have dinners.
You make them sound like 12-year-olds. They got a clubhouse. It's got a tire swing and everything.
And also
a pool.
You can be a kid of an elk or a doe.
Bambi.
Yes. And then you get membership to the pool and
still
the
watering
parties and all that.
Yeah, so corn. Make sure you have swimmies.
You can come with your parents, yeah.
The corn feeder, hay in the winter.
They have some good food at the clubhouse.
I imagine so if it's a clubhouse.
What do they call those guys that shave horses' hooves? Any other time, I would know.
Oh, I know. It's farrier.
A farrier. Do they have one? Like at their spa?
There might be some around the world with a spa, but the one in Hendersonville did not.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
We should open a nail salon right next to the Moose Lodge, a farrier business nail salon.
But I will say they did really good things for kids in the area that didn't have parents or didn't have school supplies.
They don't have a hospital like the Shriners, though.
Right.
And they don't sell pecan logs at intersections? That's too bad.
Uh-oh.
They would give gifts to children. They would deliver Meals on Wheels.
Imagine the kids with no parents, the irony of getting something with Batman on it. And I don't know what's going on with Peter Parker, but he was always raised by his aunt and uncle. Like, did someone lose custody? It sounds traumatic. No wonder he became a spider.
Back to the male and female membership. They removed the word male from the national membership requirements.
When did that happen?
I think it was 1993.
So now you can just come straight in as a doe?
You would be a female elk. So a doe is a whole separate club that does different things.
You know, they go to Applebee's and talk louder than they need to while splitting a bucket of Mick Ultra.
Who does the mating? The does or the female elk?
The mating?
Wait, what? Well, you know, it's okay to say that you don't know since you haven't been involved in a while.
Not in that, no.
And we still don't know who does the mating.
I would say the elks and the does mate together.
Is that part of the initiation?
Hi.
No. Oh. So the elks have a secret initiation. Or that's what they said at the time.
Mm-hmm. If there is hazing, it would go on during then, I'm sure.
During the secret initiation.
I would love to know what happens behind closed doors.
So
there.
You have to dress a certain way.
In the stable.
Mm.
And yeah. And yeah. I'm trying to think. I think they do Bible verses and things like that.
You have to memorize them. Memorize the whole Bible.
I don't know that you have to memorize them. Because I've never been in an initiation.
I could see Alex appealing his fucking verdict, like totally going, like, actually, the Bible says this. This is why I'm right. And I don't care what your copy says.
This is the Ask Pastor Alex podcast with your host, Pastor Alex. All right. Welcome back, everybody. We are here with another episode and another question.
It looks like, so they offer veteran services, youth programs.
Discounts at Fuddruckers.
Maybe.
The old folks, what's their club?
Oh gosh, what's the name of that?
Diners Club?
No, it's for old folks.
I think AARP. It's not just for old folks. Come on now, guys.
Mm-hmm. We don't have a club you can join, but once we come off tour, we'll probably start one.
Yeah, we'll be jonesing for the next project. It won't be long.
What will your requirements be?
Oh, that's a secret. It's a secret initiation, secret hazing. And then after that, you'll have a gauntlet. You'll have to complete in 60 seconds or less. You have to go to the Shrine of the Silver Monkey.
Sounds like a fraternity.
Sounds like a string of Nickelodeon game shows. You have to put the monkey together after completing the maze. And if there's enough time left on the clock, you take on the... Fuck. What is the mountain on Guts? You remember Guts?
I don't know Guts.
I just
know Heartbreak Hill from Steve Austin's Broken Skull Ranch.
And that's, oh, yeah, that's serious business.
Yeah.
You have to carry a log.
You don't have to. You can take a restroom break, but it'll hurt your time.
Yeah.
The Crag. C-R-A-G. That's it.
Yes.
The Crag.
And y'all, if you both know about that?
Yes.
You get up to the top and you hit the button. The confetti flies.
Yes, you have to look this up.
On Steve Austin's Broken Skull, you got to go up Heartbreak Hill, come back down, and then climb a rope to hit the bell.
I don't see how anybody does it.
The Aggro Crag later changed to the Mega Crag during the third season, and finally the Super Aggro Crag for Global Guts.
Was that the name of the show, was Guts?
Guts, yeah. Nickelodeon's Guts.
Wasn't there another show, though, that was, like, Obstacles?
There was Legend of the Hidden Temple. That was the one with the put together show with Silver Shrine.
I wasn't allowed to watch Nickelodeon, that's why I don't even know.
Oh, that's too bad. Really, you ever watch Doug? Ever heard of Doug?
No.
Oh, my God, Doug was awesome. And Patty Mayonnaise.
We're going to have to watch some cartoons.
Oh, fuck it. You know there's only, like, 60 episodes of Doug? I think it'd be a lot more than that. Yeah.
I didn't give a fuck about him once they went to Disney. It changed. Patty grew out her hair, and he went to middle school, and everything's just different.
Yeah.
So, the Elks, that's something, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's a banner elk? Because I've seen that term.
It's a city or a town.
Banner
in
elk,
North
Montana.
The northern of the Carolinas, the most northern part of Carolina.
I've never been there.
So you don't even know if it really exists. Yeah. It could just be a legend.
Little break?
Yeah.
Little break.
Sure. OnlyFans. Let's show our junk. Ah!
North Korea sent trash balloons to South Korea. Activists are sending balloons back with K-pop and K-dramas on USB sticks.
Trash balloons? Does that drop trash on them?
Yeah, big balloons and just drop trash.
Wow.
And they sent K-pop USB sticks back?
Which,
how does that help anything?
Which could be, like, you know, also trash, just one particular type.
I don't even know what that is. What's a K-pop USB
stick? K-pop, that's just music that's on a USB stick. You're actually wanting them to plug it in and listen to it before the, you know, eggs on their face. I think theirs is a little far-reaching, because when you're dropping trash from the sky, that's immediate and you know what's up.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing they're going to look at this is like, okay, what do they want me to do with this? Put it in my laptop? Nah.
Inside the packages were 200,000 leaflets condemning North Korea for doing that, 5,000 USB sticks containing South Korean music videos, and 2,000 $1 bills.
I was thinking dirty diapers.
They're sending them money just to smooth it over. We're going to retaliate, but there's a couple grand in there.
Yeah. And it's ironic that, you know, they're against the trash, yet in a way they're kind of
they're
making more trash.
They're creating it yourself, despite their activism. Yeah. Do they really care about the world, or do they just care about their backyard?
Here's the money to recycle this with.
Mm. Yeah, or to do whatever you wish, because it's money. It's not like here's a check written to such and such place for you to recycle all this. Like, here's some unmarked bills, the honor system's in place, we know you'll do the right thing.
North Korea is claiming it. They claim to have sent a total of 3,500 balloons carrying 15 tons of trash.
That's kind of impressive, actually.
To their neighbor.
Yeah. Is this part of their space program?
I mean, this could get really nasty, because what if then they just keep sending worse and worse trash back and forth between one
another? Nothing's worse than that oppressive trash, too. You can just smell the hopelessness.
Calling after hours. I denied a job offer from them. I wonder if they're upping the ante a little bit.
I don't know. Tell them to send a dick pic or something. It's a lot like dating, isn't it?
If I asked them to send nudes, I wouldn't be talking about a dick pic.
No.
And I'm not even a boob guy, but I'd rather that, just to be honest.
Yeah. Of course, you know, when a boob is pictured close up, it could be anyone's boob.
True.
Not necessarily a chick's boob.
3,500. And the government did it and admits it.
This is what the world has come to, you know?
Yeah. They might have just been bored. They probably already have a place to put their own trash.
Like in Staunton City, where they expanded the landfill. Thank God, just in time before Hammy got just ridiculous with all that potted meat.
Other exciting stories next week on Staunton City Limits.
You made this sound like a romance soap opera kind of thing. Like... What about the children? Then it cuts to another part where you're like,
You talking about soap operas?
Yeah, or something on daytime CW.